Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Paul and Barnabas, A New Adventure.
The Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. I am very proud to be a member of the Dominican Order, the Order of Preachers. Our founder, Dominic, was someone who carried around the letters of Paul. Even though he travelled light and on foot, he found room for the handwritten works of Paul. Paul was his hero for a very good reason, that he was a preacher of the gospel. Over 700 years later, I joined the Dominicans, wanting to be a preacher too. I had no great attributes, would never be called an orator, but as I trained, I learned that the Holy Spirit would inspire me and teach me what to say. In my years as a priest, I've also learned that many pretend to be inspired by the Spirit. But you cannot put on the Holy Spirit at will. Cannot do it for profit. When I became a Dominican, I hoped that after ordination, I would become a pastor, working mostly with baptized Catholics, and they still need the gospel preached to them. I loved that work, but got introduced to a preaching team, and for almost 40 years have become an itinerant preacher, going from place to place, preaching the gospel. And that is different. But I'm still not like Paul. Paul preached to people who had never heard of Jesus Christ. He had to start at the beginning. He wasn't an easy man. He was demanding, he was a bully, He didn't suffer fools gladly, but he was totally devoted to Jesus Christ, and he believed in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was brave, and he pushed himself to the edge of human endurance. Barnabas could not keep up with him. Our church is a tightly knit community. It is ruled by Pope, bishops, priests, all male. That wasn't the church of Paul. Many of his converts who became preachers and leaders of the churches he founded were women. The church gradually developed the structures we have today. There is no special need to be a priest to follow Paul. But there is a need to allow yourself to be guided by the Holy Spirit to preach the authentic gospel of Jesus Christ and to do it within community. With all the suffering in our present world, there is a huge need to share the love of Jesus Christ, a love that does not discriminate, a love devoted to the poor and lowly, a love that lays down its life for the good of others, that takes up its cross daily to proclaim the gospel. Thanks for listening. God bless.